The amendment would guarantee an almost unprecedented $700 million a year to the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF, for the next 2 years. The fund is intended to protect land for recreational use, often by helping states or federal agencies pay for new acreage. One of the projects most likely to benefit from a flush fund this year would be a planned wildlife refuge at the 570-acre Price's Dairy. Yesterday, the Senate voted 76-22 to tack the amendment onto the transportation bill. Both the House and Senate must now approve the full measure. But Michael Kasaus with the Wilderness Society says he's hopeful.
I think yesterday was a real testament to the bipartisan nature that Congress can be and that the American public want them to be.
Meanwhile, Senator Jeff Bingaman says he'll continue working to secure permanent full funding for the LWCF. The fund is authorized to get $900 million a year from offshore oil and gas leases, but Congress often chooses to spend the money elsewhere. For the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.